Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Word on the streets today is there's a really important game in town this weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited.
About 5:30 in the evening on Sunday?
Could you be referencing the annual Arrowhead Invitational?
I believe I am.
Okay.
I believe I am. The Chiefs and the Bills. 5:30.
Woo!
Sunday evening.
Woo!
Arrowhead Stadium. And the winner goes to the Super Bowl. Let's bring in Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan. He joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Hello, Bob.
Hey, can you close the window? It sounds like there's a breeze blowing through there.
I love you, Bob Fesco.
You got the Kim Crawford going early today.
The Kim Croft? Yes, I do, Bob. Why, yes, I do. I'm wearing my Wright jersey, and by Wright, I don't mean Matthew. I mean Dana.
Oh, very nice.
At first
you said Reich jersey. I was like, you have a Frank Reich Buffalo
Bills jersey? No, she has a customized number one Dana Wright Chiefs jersey.
Then why wouldn't you?
No, I tried to get Matthews and then, well, you know, we won't talk about that. So let's look up to this upcoming game. Like, what are people saying? What are you saying? Ooh, I'm nervous. I don't know why. I'm more nervous for this game than I was for, I think, any of the other ones.
Well, I think there's a couple of different things to say there. I'm not nervous. I'm just ready, you know, because they're going to win the game. I mean, that's obvious. So I'm not nervous about the game. I'm ready for the game. But you're probably more nervous because this is the most significant game we've ever seen played in Kansas City. It's the most important game that's ever been played in Arrowhead Stadium. It's the biggest game that's ever been played in Arrowhead Stadium because what's at stake on Sunday, right? We're talking about a three-peat. We're talking about something that nobody in the history of this National Football League that's been around 105 years has ever done before. And that's why I think you're probably more nervous for this, because we're looking at something that is so rare, so hard to accomplish, never been accomplished before. And if they don't accomplish it, then you're setting yourself back to zero because you can't three-peat next year if you didn't get the job done this year.
Right.
So there's so much on the line for the Chiefs, and I think it's such a bigger game for them than it is even for Buffalo because of what's at stake.
The Chiefs are going to their seventh consecutive AFC championship. The only other team with more conference championship appearances is eight, and that is the Patriots.
Yeah, they're the team that we're chasing in a lot of different categories, but I'll take you one step further. Andy Reid has been a coach in the NFL for 26 years, and in 12 of those 26 years, he's coached in a conference championship game. Now, I'm not a math guy because I went to KU, but that's about almost 50% of the years.
It's 45%.
45% of the years that he's coached in the NFL, he's coached all the way to the championship game. And in Kansas City, he's been the coach 12 years, and he's been to the championship game 7 years. I mean, when you say it out loud like that, it sounds like you're making it up because it's unbelievably unbelievable. And, you know, Andy Reid has just done an unbelievable job since he's come in here to Kansas City and took over a 2-14 team, turned them around immediately, and it's been, you know, been off and running ever since.
That's a great stat. 60% of the time that he's been in Kansas City, they have gone to the conference championship.
Yeah, 60% of the time it works every time.
Okay, but Bob,
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to jinx it, but we have to talk about the Bills because every time Josh Allen tries to do this, he doesn't do it. He either comes up a lot short or 13 seconds short. So of all of the teams for us to be playing, I almost wish it was any other team but this one.
Well, I love this game, and I love this rivalry because it's a respected rivalry, right? Like, Bills fans and Chiefs fans genuinely like each other, respect each other, will congratulate each other after the game. And they are the two best teams in the NFL. I mean, I don't care who wins in the NFC. These are the two best teams. It's the two best quarterbacks, two of the best coaches, you know, in the NFL going head-to-head and toe-to-toe. And if Josh Allen wants to get to that level or sniff around that level that Patrick Mahomes is at, he's eventually got to beat Patrick Mahomes. And if this is an opportunity for him to do so, but for whatever reason in the postseason, it just hasn't worked for him and the team. And some of that's been on coaching. Some of that's been on the 13-second type of stuff. Kicker missing a kick last year. But the quarterback gets all the credit and all the blame. And so eventually, if he's going to be in that same category as Patrick Mahomes, he's going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Well Bob, nobody in this town is going to disagree with you that the two quarterbacks on the field this Sunday are two of the best in the league. But only one of them is on the MVP list this season, and it's not Patrick Mahomes.
No, it's not, and it's ridiculous because Josh Allen is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback when you start to look at stats. I mean, people always want to look at stats and, you know, make it work for them. Josh Allen was like seventh in yards this year in passing and all that kind of stuff, and in games he started, the Bills went 13-4. In games that Patrick Mahomes started, the Chiefs went 15-1. And, you know, Andy Reid should be coach of the year every year, and Patrick Mahomes should be MVP every year because they truly are the greatest at what they do year in and year out. I mean, Patrick Mahomes continues to reinvent himself. They got rid of Tyreek Hill. They won two straight Super Bowls. Last year, they had no wide receivers to speak of. I think Mitch Holtis told us this morning, when this game kicks off on Sunday, there will be one wide receiver on each side of the field that was on the field last year when these two teams played in Buffalo. So you've had a revamping of the wide receiver position. The offensive line hasn't been there all year for them. You lost your star running back in week two. You lost your number one wide receiver in week three. You lost your big free agent wide receiver in preseason game one. I mean, and they still went 15-1. And you're telling me Patrick Mahomes isn't considered the MVP of the National Football League? I think people just get bored with giving it to Patrick Mahomes. And I do think America is bored with the Chiefs, but I'm not, and I don't really care what America thinks.
Now, their season record was 15-2. Let's remove the Denver game because that was Denver with all their starters against the Chiefs and their second string.
Right.
That only remaining loss on the 15-1 was to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and I take nothing from that game, Scott, because those two teams knew they were going to be playing each other again in a couple of months when it mattered. And that's where the beauty of Andy Reid comes in. I ain't showing these guys anything. Steve Spagnuolo, I'm not going to show these guys anything. We'll just go out there and play a basic game and see what happens. And if we lose, so what? It's a regular season game. It really doesn't matter, right? This week, it's going to be a lot different. You're going to see things that you didn't see before. You're going to see everybody playing at a higher level. It's win or go home type of attitude. And Andy Reid in these type of situations and Patrick Mahomes in these type of situations, for the most part, have been unbeatable. And so they're going to be doing stuff on Saturday or Sunday that we didn't see in that first game against Buffalo. Do you know how many guys are playing on both sides in that game? I think there's like 8 or 9 guys combined that are playing in this game Sunday that were hurt for that game back in, what was it, week 11. We get Charles Omenihu back. Hollywood Brown's back into the lineup now. You've got Isaiah Pacheco back in the lineup from an offensive standpoint, you know, for the Chiefs. And so you've got a lot of big-time playmakers that didn't play in that first matchup that are back on Sunday.
I watched a lot of ESPN this morning, Bob, in a way that I normally do not. And some of the commentators have addressed the hate for this team. Some of them have not. I still am just dumbfounded at the vitriol we are seeing from other cities and other teams, but also just the false information about us getting more of the calls. You know, if you look at the statistics, it doesn't bear out that we are somehow favored by the referees. Now, does the NFL have an interest in the three-peat and maybe some extra eyeballs that would bring? They probably do. But sure. Have you ever seen anything being on this side of the coin like we are seeing from the opposing fans?
Are you telling me when you present facts now that people don't want to believe?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Bob.
I can't believe that's happening. Why let facts get in the way of a good argument, right? And that's what's happening right now. Everybody thinks that the Chiefs are going to get all these beneficial calls from the referees, but in fact, it was Josh Allen who had more roughing the passer calls called on him this year than Patrick Mahomes did, when it was in fact Josh Allen, I believe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe, was sitting on the bench and the referee went there and talked to Josh Allen on the bench. You never see that kind of stuff happen before. And when you look at the number of penalties that the Chiefs have, you know, been called for or called against, or however you want to you phrase it, they're middle of the pack. They're not getting any more calls than anybody else. This is a league that protects the quarterbacks, and they're going to protect the star quarterbacks more than anybody else, as they should, because who wants to watch a game with Carson Wentz taking on the backup quarterback for the Buffalo Bills? Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to watch the backup for Baltimore play instead of Lamar Jackson. We want to watch our star players. We've got to protect those quarterbacks, and I think the league is trying to do that. These defensive players know the rules. You got to follow the rules. It's like going 50 and a 35 and saying, it's not my fault the cop pulled me over. No, it is. You were not doing what you were supposed to do.
But it promises to be a great rivalry in 8 head-to-head matchups, including playoffs. Patrick Mahomes, 4 wins. Josh Allen, 4 wins.
I know. It's so evenly matched. The difference is Mahomes' wins come in the playoffs and Josh Allen's come during the regular season. And so I think that's the most unbelievable stat in all of it. Buffalo wins these regular season games, but when it comes to the playoffs, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and it's Patrick Mahomes. And I know the Buffalo fan base, when we talked to them before the regular season game, they're like, nah, we don't care. It's the regular season. We know we're going to win this one, and you guys will probably win the playoff game. And so that's the one that matters. Patrick Mahomes is undefeated against Josh Allen in the postseason. Let's go for 4 in a row.
What is the big concern, if there was a big concern, to watch out for this weekend in this matchup?
Well, I think it's got to always be that left tackle spot. You know, that's kind of been kind of the sore spot all year. But I thought Joe Tooney's done a nice job of playing that left tackle spot. And it's not something that you really have to worry about. There's no injuries. Everybody's playing this week. And so the only thing that I worry about is if they're able to neutralize Travis Kelce. But I don't think they are, because I think he's just going to have another one of those big days. You know, he's got 14 games now with 70 or more yards receiving in the postseason consecutively. I think he goes for a 15th. I think he gets close to Jerry Rice's record. He's only 225 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns behind Jerry Rice for the most prolific receiver in postseason history. Hopefully he gets that, you know, not maybe this week, but next week in New Orleans, and becomes the most prolific receiver that's ever played in the postseason in the NFL. But, you know, I don't know really what the big concerns are that I have. I think the Chiefs are very, 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 very healthy and very smart and ready to go for this football game. And just talking to some people out at Arrowhead, they said it was a great week of practice. They could have asked for anything better, and it's go time now.
I know it's very cliche. Last one, Bob. What do you predict?
35-0 Kansas City.
No way.
Oh, come on,
Bob. Be serious.
For every game.
What?
Every game for the last 5 years, I've predicted 35-0. You know how many of them have come true?
None.
None, not one. No, not none. None. No.
That's great.
But I'm still going with it.
I love you, Bob.
I have Buffalo getting an early field goal, but playing so poorly the rest of the way that Roger Goodell takes the 3 points off the board and the Chiefs win 35.
Okay. I love you, man.
Get out of here. Someone else has been in the Kim Croft.
Bob Pesco from 96.5 The Fan.